Hallelujah. Pocho bobu sem manyame. Oh, Edra manyan kopon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you for this gathering this morning. Continue with us, Lord. Speak what is good for us at this point.
Have
your way. And at the end of it, may we say that we have heard from you. May we receive direction to go further. May we receive strength, O God. If any is weary, Lord, strengthen their limbs and rekindle our hope, Lord. Have mercy on us. And help us to serve you with everything we have. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Please take your seat.
Hallelujah.
This morning I salute the bishops in the house, and the reverend ministers, the pastors. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The shepherds, I mean, if you are a worker in the church. I could have sat here and listened the whole day to your choir. I enjoyed them so much. God bless you. God bless you. This morning you've given us a little piece of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a good place to clap.
Hey,
have you never been in church and the praise and worship didn't work? Many years ago, I had a praise and worship leader. When he starts, I have to look for something to do outside. Because because it was all I had. It wasn't going well at all.
No, in the penny of Yamuna.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, this morning we're going to be talking about church growth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Last night we were speaking about our first love. And it's so important because we are busy doing something for the Lord. And as we love him, it makes it easier. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Lord will speak with us today. I'm sharing with you from Bishop Dagg's book on church growth, it is possible. It is a book that talks about 18 different things that help a church to grow. This morning I will not be able to go through all the 18. So I'm only picking up two or three of them. And I'm hoping that it will spare you on. I'm sure many of the ministers here, because your bishop, I mean, you are acquainted with Bishop Dagg's ministry, you probably have the book also in your Macarius. If you have the
Macarius.
Having it. Reading it and applying it. That's a different thing.
Amen.
And often we forget that books have seals. It has a seal, an invisible seal. Let's just quickly begin Revelations. In Revelations chapter 5. We meet John. John the Revelator is the one writing the book. And he says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book. That's why I was sharing with you that a book is important. Here we see him having a revelation of the one who sits on the throne, and the one who sat on the throne was holding a book. So if you are here this morning, never again say that I won't read. What if it is the book that the Lamb himself is holding? And he has chosen that's the means by which he's going to speak to you. Will you say you won't go for it? Anyway, John says that written within and on the backside and sealed with seven seals.
in our nature. Now was it in Sonu a son a sunano?
And I saw a strong angel
proclaiming
with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. This scripture really puzzles me. John was a disciple of Jesus Christ.
John, no, yeah. Jesus Christ,
he was there when after the Gethsemane, Jesus was arrested.
Gethsemane in brain now, what till Jesus? No,
he didn't cry.
When so.
He didn't cry.
When so,
he was the only one of the disciples who followed Jesus throughout his tribulation.
Oh no, no! Oye nipa krupe. Oh, see Christ need to one tie broom.
He didn't cry.
When so,
at least the Bible didn't tell us that.
Bible
he cried.
No one candle swing.
He was there at the foot of the cross.
Not a war. Ascend your nasi.
When Jesus gave him his mother.
Jesus is in the mommy son and son.
He didn't cry.
When so.
But when he came and he had a revelation
of
the book in the hands of the Lamb, or the one who sat on the throne, and nobody could open the seal of the book, John wept. Why? Because he seemed to know that there was something in that book that he had to hear. And he had to know, but not the book was sealed. What does it mean for a book to be sealed? It means that the book is written in a language you understand. You have opened the book. Sometimes you have read it from beginning to end. But nothing. That's when we say the book has a seal. This morning I came to break the seal on this book. I came to break the seal on this book. You know, let's read one more verse. In verse 5, the Bible says, and one of the elders said to me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David,
David
has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals.
Hallelujah.
And you know, from chapter 5 going on through chapter 6, that he begins to see as the seals were opened one by one, he has dramatic visions which show him what is to come. My belief this morning, my prayer this morning, my request to the Lord this morning, is that as we open the books and as the seals are broken, that you will begin to have a vision, that you begin to see further what you could not see before. You will now see it in the name of Jesus. If you couldn't see the next step to take for the church to grow, may you see it as we break the seals in Jesus' name. If you were wondering, how do I grow from 3 branches to 12? As we are breaking the seals, may the vision be clear to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because there are so many things that go into growing a church. I'm sure if Bishop was to give us the history of the church, he would tell us so many different things. Sometimes this one is up. So for instance, maybe the church goes through a period of prayer, then some growth comes. Another time is evangelism, then some growth comes. Another time is maybe planting a branch, then some more growth comes. Many different things. My prayer is that you will find exactly the thing that you need. I am aware that I'm also speaking to, not everyone here is a pastor. And I have a message for you as well. But let us begin. This morning I want to talk to you about church growth and a burning desire.
And
as I begin here, I'm so happy we spoke about first love, because loving God is what brings a certain desire into our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 29 and verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish.
Bible say, baby, you didn't win you one.
And as someone who is associated with a church, you will do well to have a vision. The vision of the founder of the church as a vision. But not just as a vision, but a burning vision. A burning desire. Why? It is the burning desire that will make you do certain things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where there is no desire, there are some things that do not happen. The creation of children comes from a burning desire. And that is why it's a particular man and a particular woman who give birth to that child. And when there is no desire, there is no child. I remember dealing with a couple like that. And I was so surprised. Because with that couple, it was the man who had no desire. Are you there? I thought usually they say it's the lady, but in this particular case, it was the man. And there was therefore no child. And sometimes we are in the church. We are part of the church. But we feel that, oh, the vision there is for daddy, is for him. I'm just came looking. I'm a church member. This morning, I want us to understand that it's not like that.
And
yes, our father of the ministry has the vision.
No,
if you are part of the church, that vision is also your vision. Not another vision. Not another vision. Am I speaking to someone this morning? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want us to go through scripture to prove it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us go to Numbers. We're beginning with Numbers, chapter 11.
It's a joker.
Just a moment. Just give me a minute to reorient myself. Good. Okay. Let's go down to verse 16. Numbers 11, 16. We're going to be taking it from there. Now, we had come to a place, Moses had come to a point where he had been leading the children of Israel. And he had come to a point where, you know, there were so many, he was trying to do everything. And the Lord said, he can't do everything. And so he began to give him instructions. Let's take it from verse 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As they were coming to work together with
Moses,
God said, you need 70 more people to work with you. And I believe that 70 more pastors in this church will not be bad.
I said 70 more will not be bad.
Hallelujah. I don't know how many you have, but 70 more is not bad at all. But it is verse 17 I want us to see something. The Lord didn't just say, I'll come and anoint them. He said, I will take of the spirit that is upon you. He was speaking to Moses. I will take of what is on you and place it upon them. So that you'll be able to bear the burden.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As we speak about a vision and a burning vision, I'm not speaking about another vision that you say that you have.
But
as you are in this ministry, there is a vision that gave birth to it. There is a vision that caused it to grow. There is a vision that caused it to flourish. There's a vision that came to stay, and that's why you came to meet the church. Now, as you are moving on, is that same vision that you need upon you.
Oh yeah, you said they be now. Oh my, the man sorry, about to the man be here. The man you said they
will. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not sure why you are quiet, but okay.
Many mazinta ayezi nemo minindo ye.
Oh me, I've only come to sing in the church.
Ma bata mo bato onyomo aso.
No. You are singing, but you must have that vision as part of what is happening.
Ero to onyomo na zebanya. The man you said they will come here ya no.
If not,
until the man,
the church will not grow.
Aso no ni.
If not,
until the man,
you will be like a permanent visitor in the church.
The
visitors in the church, they just come and go. In my church, I call them sitting stars.
My friend, hey, instrument, what about tonight?
I said sitting stars. When they come, the temperature of the chair is 24 degrees. They sit on it. When they get up, it's 37 degrees. Then they go. And I'm going to
go.
But if you are really going to belong to the church, and if you are really going to fulfill the gospel as the Lord Jesus wanted us to do,
then
wherever you find yourself, you must have part of that vision as your portion that you are going to use to do your work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I often like to describe it in a way. The Bible calls the body of Christ a body. The body. And every church is a part of the body. So if you come into this church, and let's say this church represents, let's say, the hand. There are things the hand does. Even the right hand and left hand, they do different things. So maybe where you grew up, maybe the church there was a foot. Then you come, and then you see the hand maneuvering. Then you say, why? I don't understand. Where I used to be, they used to do this, and they used to be. Debbie, when you were coming,
everybody
came to Glorious Gospel Church.
Glorious Gospel
not
Church.
To Traffic Light Bus Stop Church.
Not the near Traffic Light Bus Stop Church.
Traffic Light Bus Stop was a foot.
Traffic Light Bus Stop Church.
But when you came here, you came to be added to Glorious Gospel, which is a hand. And so now, the vision that you need is the vision for the things that the hand is going to do, and the vision for the thing that the hand does. Hallelujah. And if you try to transplant what the foot does to the hand, you have brought a problem. You have brought a problem.
It's a how baby.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have brought a problem.
It's a how.
And that is why when you come, you see, because many of us, we grew up somewhere, and then life and movement and different things, and we all have a story. And you are now here.
Now, what
is the vision here? It's the vision here. That's the vision that you need. And that's what you need to be placed into you until it is a burning desire. It is that burning desire that now becomes an invisible engine that will help you to do what you want to do. Amen.
Amen.
My father is Bishop Doug Hayward Mills.
My papa, his Bishop vision Hayward Mills.
Then you said is to help the body of Christ. So he does it. He does it in as many ways as he can find. Healing Jesus campaign.
Yeah, Healing Jesus campaign.
Different programs that he has. Give thyself holy to encourage ministers. Then he calls me.
No, her friend and me. Sister Joy.
I can't go and do something else. It must be part of that vision. And that is what drives me. And that is what has brought me to Western Region. That's what has brought me to Takwa. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My father will soon be heading for Cameroon. Maybe I can't reach Cameroon, so I'm here. Then he will soon reach Madagascar. Maybe I can't reach there, so I am here. But it's that same vision that is compelling me and moving me and causing me to do the things that I do. Hallelujah. Oh, I said
hallelujah.
I have some young guys and young ladies with me. I have not assembled them so much myself, but they are there and you see the same vision. I want to go some. I want to come some. I want to do some. I want to see how it is. It's exactly the same with you. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? What does the vision make you do? One of the first things the vision does is to make you humble. To make you humble. Humble enough to learn what you need to learn. So that it can come forth. I know that this church, you used to come to give thyself holy ISI by
now. What but give thyself holy Nazapan?
Is the humility of your leader?
No, yeah, one penny now.
Please ask your neighbor, where is your humility?
Where
has it carried you to? Why am I saying humility? Because he was going to, you know, a younger man.
No, Ruko Obia,
in another city.
I walk for
I said, I want to go and see what is there. I need to go and learn something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you have a burning desire, you will find that you will go to learn what you must learn wherever. You don't mind who you are learning from. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me in the church? One of the people who I talk a lot to is a young man. He's as young as my sons. But he's in another country doing the same work that I do.
And
I realize that the guy has captured my father's anointing. And I call him. And I say, how did you do that? How did you get there? What did you do? Talk to me. Tell me what you did. And as he's speaking, I'm writing. Yeah, but he's like my son. And so
next, motum power on Tabadi.
Tell your neighbor, yen fam neba hacha yen fan ye juma if you are looking for a vision.
Tell your neighbor that I've been here for long. We don't use it.
Not if you are looking. You are looking for wherever you will get whatever.
Baby,
and if a young man has it, or a young lady, go for it. Go for it. When I finish, I'm coming to catch your choir. Now, maybe some one or two questions. Yes, yes, one or two things. Now, maybe I should be bottom. My son, they are coming. Yeah.
Too powerful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's one of the things the burning vision does.
And
see,
as a cry.
Another thing a burning vision will do for you is that it will make you pray about it. It will make you pray. You will not always have to wait for the scheduled prayers. Unless they come and say, okay, we are fasting and praying this week before. No, no, no.
So the burning vision.
It will wake you up. It will make you pray. It will make you pray. I pray that a spirit of prayer will fall upon you personally. Hallelujah. To cause you to burst forth in prayer what you need to do. Hallelujah. A burning vision will make you seek out the wisdom and the strategies for the things that you need to do. Because if not, some things will just irritate you.
So until the man, maybe be so ebufu.
It's like, why should this person come and say this? Or that? But when there's a burning vision in you, when it's burning in you,
so read the woman,
you will look for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're looking for a burning vision in this house, the messages from your father should not be played with at all. Find them. Get them.
Hey,
ask your neighbor, do you know that you are on Facebook?
Facebook.
Do you know that you are there? Have you been watching it?
Yes,
I don't like Facebook. I didn't ask if you like Facebook. Don't like, we don't mind. Don't like Facebook, but just go to watch your father on
Facebook.
Oh, but Pastor, I was in the service. You can't eat the meal just once and say, I'm full.
No.
You are looking for a vision. You are looking for an internal
something.
Listen until something from there jumps into your spirit. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me as he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. Let me speak to the pastors of the house. I don't know how your branches are. I don't know anything. But I just want to tell you that if you put your ministry here, and you put your church here, and you put your father's ministry here, you put his church here, if it's not the same size,
add something. Maybe something.
11 more. I hope you are. I'm still your friend. There's still something left.
Bibi aka.
I said there's still something
left. Mr. Bibi aka,
go back to the message.
And
stay there. And let it play in the morning. Let it play in the afternoon. Let it play in the night. When you are driving from somewhere to work, let it play.
Whatever,
let it play. Something from your father will jump into you. Ask for anointing. Ask for vision. We cannot see it. We cannot feel it. We cannot weigh it. We can only know it is there. By the fruit. By the fruit. So when you look for the fruit and you don't see it, it's a sign to you. A burning vision. I said a burning vision. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is the vision entering into you?
And you said,
take a moment and say, Lord, let my father's vision enter into
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're moving on.
Yerokodo.
Number two. We're talking about church growth. We're talking, can the child be helped to go out? She's distracting me a little. Can we move on? To the next one. What's the second thing today that I want to share with you? We're talking about church growth. I want to speak to you about working through lay people. I don't know whether people here, the pastors, are lay or full time. Sharing the principle. Because the lay person, as she has said, is somebody who has their full time job and is also working in the house.
Amen.
Amen. You see, there is no ministry that has so much money that they can employ all the people that they need. And so if we really, really, really want to dramatically move ahead, then lay people must begin to do.
No,
that.
No, I want now one way when they juman so
lay people. They must begin to work in the church.
Or whatever was the worry,
I'm sure all of you are lay people.
But then I want to
say,
oh, you. And I will tell
so you are here. And it's lovely to have you as choristers.
No, all you're fine.
The instrumentalists have disappeared as they usually do.
Why are you waving at me?
Okay,
are
you instrumentalists? I don't know, the two guys. You see, because they feel that their work is done.
And so when you don't want to wave,
they didn't wait for me to tell them that instrumentalists can become pastors.
One can can't
tell. Thank you for singing.
God bless
you for singing. But you're not done yet. I say you are not what? Please tell your neighbor you can become a lady pastor.
If it's a gentleman,
I see you becoming. And not just the pastor who is in the main church. Go and start your own branch. But pastor, if I go and start my own branch,
so for me,
who will be here to sing?
Mana wa haba to wonjom.
Share my chucky space, you know.
You have Move. Blocked the way. One cock.
I said you have chucked the space.
Where sukwano?
What other song are you going to sing?
Aba nyumbi owa ne.
How much more anointing are you going to bring down?
Ngo shrahiya ne ba sanza boko.
Soon your hair will be white.
Go
and start a branch.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
But just 7 branches need to help.
I wanna make a way son. Oh yeah, sorry, son. What's it for?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
They are lay people, but they can do the work.
Why you want to wait?
Don't worry. I'm only troubling them because they are here. The choirs are among my favorite people, so I always. But it's just to give the point. A lay person can do a lot. If the church is to attain a certain size, lay people need to be engaged.
I wonder why you want to wait. They don't want your BB. Sorry.
Do we pay you?
No.
We don't pay you. Oh, Pastor Della, I'm happy to see you. Please, do we pay you? You have your own work. Okay. What work do you do? Yeah, election team. Okay, please, what work do you do? Businesswoman, business. She's a businesswoman. Your business people can do the work.
I wanna why you want to wait to why and I mean age money be.
The way you are quiet and watching, I'm not sure. Am I safe or I should be running through the exit? Yeah, in other words, you continue doing the work that you are doing, but you have also started a branch. Amen.
Amen.
And that's how the church grows. My middle son is a medical doctor. And after working for a few years in
Ghana,
he said the pressure is a lot.
And
a colleague of his went to work in the medical research center in the Gambia. And he's a pastor.
No, yes, suffer.
He used to work in my church.
No, yeah, Juma,
as a medical student.
Ah, time I know.
When he finished,
doctor, Juma,
he went and he started working, and he was elsewhere pastoring.
No, yeah, suffer, Juma, no come.
But then he ran away to Gambia.
No, Gwane no ko Gambia.
To bring down the pressure, the medical pressure, so the research center is a little more.
Baby, I away and pensa. I na
So when he was going,
Orokwan,
he's in the First Love Church. His pastor is Bishop Dark. So he went to Bishop Dark. So in fact, Bishop had even told him, apply and go.
So Bishop catching there, truck and go.
Then Gambia opened and he went.
Gambia boy no cry.
When he was going,
Oracle.
Bishop Dark said to him,
Bishop catch any day.
Go and join the Makaris Church. This is one of our churches there. Go and join it.
One of our friend Makaris.
So he went with his wife.
And
they were working in the church.
No, why you was showing him.
Then one day,
not doctor.
He called Bishop Dark. He said,
friend.
Bishop Dark. The young people in Gambia are a lot.
It's
a very young population.
Oh yeah, baby,
about 50% of the population are young girls and boys.
It
would be very nice. You know, our First Love Church, as you probably know, is young people.
So at the First Love Church,
it would be very nice if you send somebody
ever small be.
to come and to come and start a church for these young people.
First love, nibi asawaha.
Then Bishop Nagas.
Then Bishop Nagas and
I should send somebody.
Monsuma wana.
What about you?
Now where you wanna?
Ooh, daddy.
No, so
you know I can
daddy.
Assist. I can help. You know.
So, I'm a help.
So you send the person. I will help him.
I will.
When they finish the call, then Bishop Dad called his wife.
Kasa no friend.
Then he said, Joanne.
No, I said, Joanne.
Kana Shong, do you think your husband can start the church?
No, he can't start it.
So Bishop Dark called him back.
Said, Bishop Dark,
okay, start looking for a location.
I said,
oh,
baby.
Oh, daddy, but I thought you said you are. I said, start looking for a small location.
It has started.
The church will not pay him.
I saw no janical.
It's one more branch. If anything at all, his type and his wife's type is what will help the church to even.
No, me nebu pendu.
And that's another church.
No, see, I saw
at no cost to.
Ah, yeah, I'm better. As here, Obi awo Ghana.
LA pastor.
Oh yeah, so for your nani juma.
LA pastor.
So for all your nani juma. Hey.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Are you in the church?
And waha.
Is it helping?
Orobo.
Yeah. And you know,
Nenima.
As you send them out, there's peace in the church.
Yeah. Mm.
Because a lot of these young people walking around, they feel that they are very anointed. So when the pastor says A, they say B.
So for A or C B.
When he says do this, they do that.
Okay, don't you know why you do?
Send them out.
So
peace will come to the church. Peace will come.
Mr. Assumjibabasho.
Come to say, hey. Bishop, please show us what to do.
Hey, so for Chamamino.
How are we supposed to? You say,
hey,
I should do what? But the church is not growing.
I saw no you.
Hey, hey. Mm-hmm. Soberness will come. Soberness will come.
Obey your boto.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My husband and myself, we went to do further studies outside. At that time, the lighthouse had not started. By the time we came back, about 8 years later,
oh yeah, if our church
lighthouse had started, and we joined the church. And when we were coming, we didn't know why, but we felt that the Lord had called us to the north of Ghana. We had never been there. We were not from there. But we just had that feeling. When we came to the church, we had known Bishop Dark from school. We knew him as a strong Christian. We had known him, Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie.
Bishop Saki na Bishop
so
Eddie.
As soon as we came to say we are back. You know, we are here. Then they said,
no, okay.
We told them, we believe that we are going north. We don't know why.
Yet today, you're a but you want to come in.
And Bishop Black said, we have prayed.
Now, Bishop Black said, so, yeah, Bompeo
will give us people.
They rise my hand and cross.
Can I train you to go?
Into what you know, to someone know,
okay.
Yes, you
train us because we don't know what we are going to do. And after some months, he sent us there. Our youngest son. Was five months old.
No, we did. Abosumi numara.
And we went.
Ne yokre.
And every week,
na
we will talk to him.
Ne yena kasa.
And we say, do this.
No, si yenge day.
And do that.
Ye day.
And do that.
One ye day.
And the church started to grow.
Asar no sa asu dorini.
We didn't ask them.
Yenge bisane day.
Are you going to pay our transport to go?
Ebo chia yin sika yezro kwa.
The church has become quiet again.
Asar na edin bill.
Because we were lame. We were not full
time.
It's different if you are a full time pastor. That's all we are. We were going to look for our own jobs. We didn't say, look, as you have sent us with our three children, you have to rent a house for us. The church is quiet.
So the masana is now, simple.
If you are a banker and they have transferred you from Takwa to where?
Kintampo.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Juma will bank. No, will I transfer you from Takwa to
will the bank not help you?
Bank no ombo.
So if you are going to start a church, why should the church also pay?
Inti se erkese ashoni bi aso wakin tampa. Abenti no da ashoni wo muska.
So we went.
Inti yekre.
And we stayed there. And we worked. It was our tithe that we used inside to start building the church. Amen.
Amen.
Later. Much later. Years later. Hello.
Hello.
Years later. Please, if you are feeling sleepy, rise up and walk around. It's all part of the training.
It's all part.
And don't sit down in a way that makes you sleep.
So it's not a can be there, but that's it, Sierra.
Mashallah. It's part of the training. Amen.
Amen.
And we went.
See, you're crying.
And we started to do the work. We will go to our jobs. And in the evenings, we'll go to our jobs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you in the church?
Ewaha.
Are you here?
Ewaha.
And I'm saying to you that is how the church started. When we went to Tamale, there was not a single branch. They didn't even know what Lighthouse was. They used to call us White Chapel after this. It's a shop that used to sell men's underwear.
Yes. No, a friend, White Chapel.
When you say we are Lighthouse Chapel, you go to a meeting and say, hey, those people, there's another church. You know, they are mentioning the churches at the meeting. There's another church. White Chapel or something.
Say, yeah, if you light us, we both say, ah, I'm sorry, friend. White Chapel.
But we stayed there. 15 years later. After 15 years, we're being transferred.
By that time, nobody the mumbre.
123 branches had opened up.
As sorry to do day.
Not 123 people that they sent to us. No. These were people, the churches were pastored by people we trained. Which brings me to the next point. If you're going to use lay people in your ministry, you must train them. You need to take time to train them. When we say train, many people think only of the prayer training. It's important. They must pray. And they think that, if I teach them just this or that, it will work. Can I please have what it means to become a shepherd? What it means to become a shepherd, lay people, loyalty and disloyalty. I already have mega church here. Just bring them for me.
So Fabra.
Out of leadership. You know the books, just bring them. Hallelujah. So yes, teach them how to pray. Teach them how to pray. Teach them the things that you teach them. But they also need to know some practical things. What it means to become a shepherd. When you see anyone in Bishop Dark's church
who
is pastoring a church.
As
he begins to pastor, he is also being taught from this book. And he will learn from the
book
why he must become a leader. He will learn from it why he is not working for somebody. He is fulfilling his own ministry.
Hallelujah.
Because many people who are sent out think that they are working for somebody. And they don't realize that they are filling their own call. We teach them about many are called. Recently, this book has gotten a sister book called Why Few Are Chosen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Transform your pastoral ministry. This book
from Marty
teaches them the four things they need to be able to do. Prayer.
Mpaibo.
Visitation.
Nsrashe.
Teaching.
As etrazi.
Interacting with
people.
It will change your people. I said it will change people. Many people come to church and they just interact with their friends. But as you teach them from this book, they will learn to interact with people who are not their friends. Learn to, because many people come into the church and they leave. No one talks to them. Train them.
Hallelujah.
Are you in the house?
Ewahana.
Train them.
Tetsonhuan.
Many pastors on Sunday.
Please,
I don't know what happens here, but we know. Many pastors close at 12. Church is over. You go home.
What happened?
You're going to watch football.
So watch your ball.
Please don't close anymore.
But your mom pun.
After church has closed,
say open and sorry.
Say bye bye to all the members.
I catch them coughing.
The people you are training.
I want to write it to one.
Like these seven people sitting.
Today I'm coughing. Shani, what's he?
They are now going to have their training.
In Africa, anyone but someone at it.
Because they are lay people.
But send away one way.
They are not available during the day.
When you are even the one.
That's why even today we are so impressed that they are here. Because they are so many
Sunday.
But to train them.
So
it's going to be night time. It's going to be weekends. So
weekend.
Saturday after church.
Sunday
after church. Everybody's gone home. We are there training. We are there training. And in this church, you should know that you shouldn't be expecting your bishop to be stretching himself at this point. The pastors who have been pastors for a while, you are now going to do that training. I say you are now going to do that training. Younger pastors, if you are in your house before 8 p.m. on Sunday, you are not working.
Say, Amen.
Are you angry with me? Yeah. You're not working. Because it takes time to train. It's not a sermon. It's a teaching. As you teach, then they ask some questions.
You are answering.
Hey.
Amen.
Some of the people who are here are in my pastor's training class. And they can be called at any time. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because lay people can do the work. Lay people can do
that.
When I was a lay pastor,
time
I had a church of 350 people. But I was lay. Working Monday to Friday. I'm not special in any ways. The story of any lay pastor. Hallelujah. Two keys are needed to have lay people working. The two keys are sacrifice. Sacrifice and wisdom. Sacrifice and wisdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why do we say sacrifice? Because you have a job. Because all your other things must still work. All your other things are still going on. So the time that you will take to learn how to be a pastor is now additional time. Taken off from your relaxation time. Sometimes taken off from your leave time. There are times when we go away for a camp. And all the lay people have taken their leave at the same time. And then we use that week to go and to be taught. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you in the house? Because they must learn to do the work.
And
slowly but surely, we are seeing sacrifice exiting from the church. People want to do what is convenient. What is convenient? But if you continue to allow it, then the next generation will not see what the first generation
is. No, worry about no man can't find way.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why one of the books we have added these days is the book of Art of Leadership. To be able to lead the people to do hard things. Amen.
Amen.
Sacrifice is hard. But it is necessary. If they don't sacrifice,
so when two on one,
they will not be able to do the work of a lady.
Hallelujah.
And you see, the truth is that
no quarrel woman you dead.
People sacrifice all the time. Can they find the scripture for me? The things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. They're sacrificing all the time. A pilot sacrifices. It's a beautiful job. We all respect it.
Obia all true, plain.
But it's a heavy sacrifice. He's in Ghana on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, he's out. Sleeping in a hotel half the time. Going, coming. It's not half as glorious as it looks. It's hard work. Amen.
Amen.
It's hard work. Yes, please. Please read it for us.
Mama catch one day. Nyama gentle funu. Washing was a ma mbonsam no nyanyami.
Yeah.
Namara ped anyone be yan kita wuzi.
People are sacrificing, but they are not thinking what they are sacrificing. If you work in a bank,
say it more bankers, a crabia.
Major sacrifice.
Oh yeah, to what I can
as you enter
a karuma.
You must be there by what, 7:38?
Or there no son,
you worker.
Ejuma.
Until the last book balances, you are not going anywhere. You can be crying that, oh please, my children, my
mumbo.
They're sacrificing all the time.
Oh, yeah, to watch it.
But why is it that when it comes to God, suddenly there's a problem? You when you start to do your Saturday, your Sunday teaching, you'll see it. Some will come and sit in their meeting.
Obi baba tinim. Na why you nini mo koso? Why abonini mo pow?
As you are teaching, because
Eric Chazen.
Sunday afternoon, she has some series she watches or something.
Or them the Saturday we are bro. As if you are not sure what you do.
But she's resting now. You are using it to teach.
Na another you know who says Eric Chazen.
Please, when they do it,
so why are
them? Change your face. We cannot tell a church member to change their face. But a lay pastor, person that we are training,
now be a irritation, is it?
To handle other people. Don't accept that attitude.
Men,
at all.
Men,
it's part of the teaching.
Or can't
it's
no
part of the learning.
Or
they will start to sleep on you. You tell them when you are feeling sleepy, stand.
I say when you are coming, show you.
Yeah, walk around. It's part of the training.
Or can't say no.
Because as a pastor, you are going to have to pray in the night.
Or Sunday, yes, of
learn the word in the night.
You're
going to have to take your body under control.
Or this,
it's part of the training.
Or can't say no.
Hey, you're going to have to tell them sit well.
It's
all part of the sacrifice.
It's much
and part of the learning.
No can addition.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sacrifice on its own.
There's
a lot of fruit. That is why even something as evil as these people who go around blowing themselves up,
it's rather,
it's rather increasing the number of followers of Islam instead of decreasing it, because sacrifice.
Oh, I want now. What's the bomb? Someone walk one on pool. Work one and push a darman coffering worrying like a Muslim or some no cosser.
We have not asked anyone to shed blood.
I entered of Yanko Kunu.
Paul said, you have not done that to the shedding of your blood.
Pause, and the point, baby.
If we are to sacrifice a little sleep, sacrifice a little money, because sometimes the time of the meeting, when you close, you have to use a boat straight to your house, a dropping straight to your house. You can't use your usual drop. It's part.
In kaya, mama yinsika ka krakwe jumen ma. Or to say, be yaba pun the meeting. No, there for dropping. Netu kufi ni na kama.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If we do not,
say anya,
the church will weaken over time.
Asor no baye mero.
The church will weaken over time.
Asor no baye mero.
I believe that this ministry is getting to that point. We are all in the same generation. We are now a generation that is slowly passing. Even as we are still alive, age is catching up with us. And there are some things that slowly we will not be able to do. For example, if you're already over the age of 50, 55, when last did you do a sparrow fast? Sparrow fast is the one that wish us Monday, 6 a.m. You're on it, sir. Friday, 6 p.m. At this age, it's not even wise. You can't do it. Yeah. And if you are doing it, please stop for your own health. At a certain age. So now there's another generation that should be coming with it. But we have pampered them all. No, but what I'm saying, is it true or is it not true? It must now come to another generation. You now have to pick it up. And to train them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, is it working? Yeah. Otherwise, they'll grow up deficient. This was how we grew. Now we are aging. Who is coming behind? The younger pastors coming behind. Many are totally lazy. Please, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking now about completely lazy, can't wait. Late to every meeting.
Cannot
pray for long. Cannot do much.
Hey!
We have overpumped our children. It's time we change. Are you in the house? And it's all over.
Oh, baby.
Recently, I was in one of our own churches, the UD Church.
And
I had come all the way.
And
I traveled about 9 hours that day.
I don't sure I couldn't.
And I reached there. We started with a very short session.
Yes, sir.
Next morning, it's time to continue.
And upon all day,
hey. I said, hey. I look left, I look right. I'm few pastors at the
same. I saw folk craving and
what?
I'm saying, what?
Are you in the church?
E waha.
Then I told the bishop, call the pastors. As we came into the room, I told them, I said, you are spoiled.
So I say one.
I've been sent by your pastor to you.
What's
where are your people? I give you 1 hour. Everybody.
Obiara.
Report to base.
One braha.
Come and see.
Beshe.
Come and see.
Boshe.
As a comment.
Boshe.
But there was a day.
Ne,
we were never there.
Ne,
Bishop, what I'm saying, is it true or is not true?
So for Panasma,
we were never there. A senior pastor is coming.
So for hey. Hey.
We are there. And it was a Saturday, not a work day. So they can't say it was work, it was. But it's a sign showing us that if we don't sit up, the next generation will spoil the churches for which we gave our lives and our blood.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
We pay the price. Are we going to sit down and watch that price washed away? No, I don't think so. Each pastor here. Please, those of us who are old, please, if you are my classmate. If you're my classmate, you're not inside what I'm saying. But I'm talking to the 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 30-year-olds. Set up properly.
Sorry,
and begin to lead the church.
Sorry,
while we are still alive to see what you are doing. And to guide you and to guide you and say, go this way and go that way. You have had a branch. You are in the branch church. The branch is 6 years old. You don't have another branch. What are you about? You have not produced another pastor. If that was how your bishop was doing it, would you have been a pastor?
Hey. Hey.
Let me not go further. We need to stir ourselves up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to share one more session, but I feel we should stand and pray for a minute. Let's just pray for a minute. I feel that a time is coming when the mantle and the visions must go further. But the receivers of the vision are not awake.
You're
not awake yet. Today I want you to pray for yourself. If you are in this house, you are asking for the vision of the house. If you are one of those who came with me, you are praying for the vision of our house.
Whatever it is.
Bishops, please sit. Please, may the older ones please relax in your chair. This one is for the younger ones. So this one is for the younger ones. And I want to see you praying like people who pray, not like girls. Nowadays, you ask the church, let's pray them. Lift up your voice and pray. And let us hear prayer. Somebody get a microphone and lead us to pray. Just begin to pray. Lift it up. Lift it up. A vision must be transmitted today. A vision must be transmitted. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice.
Reka tayanda la babanda la Reka tayanda la babanda Reka ponda la babenda la babanda la baba. Rebebenda la babeka yanda la babosa tayanda. Rasa kaya kora babeka yanda.
Touch our hearts.
Yes, Lord,
I pray that the vision of glorious gospel,
glorious gospel
will enter into the next generation. Saturate them with the spirit that you gave to their leader. And let them begin to work, oh God, at a higher level in
Jesus' name.
So that they can be guided. And the church can just rise up on another wave of growth.
And spread out
even further. In Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say, Amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to share one last key with
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the church growth book, that portion is called the church growth and anakazo. Church growth and anakazo. I think you have to describe the anakazo a little.
Sayeka anakazo.
It means to compel.
Otede esebi woho.
It means to force.
Otede esi epiyabiri kan.
To threaten.
Ede eri bokoko.
To entreat. To
de eri senede ko.
To beg.
De eri panichau.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a scripture. I'm going to read the whole thing from Luke 14.
Try some view or I will look at some.
It is from verse 16 to verse 24. And this particular scripture, if you are interested in church growth,
so when you are birthed,
this is a major key. I'm reading from verse 16. It says, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in this scripture are so many things pertaining to church growth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bishop Doug has a little book called Anakazo.
Bishop Doug will book Kakrabi, our friend.
Anakazo is that word in verse 23 to compel.
Anakazo no on notre or se.
But it means more than one thing. A little book like this. Just a few years ago. You know, I've been preaching about anakazo for quite some time. But a few years ago, I sat by this book to eat it. You know, Revelation 10 says, eat the book. By the time I was done, I preached 2 years of conferences from this book. Because it had so many keys. This afternoon we don't have, this morning we don't have so much time. But I just want to pick out a few things. Jesus was speaking.
Jesus, no, Rikasa.
And he talked about a certain man,
no, Rikasa,
who prepared a supper.
Ah, no, what
usually I start preaching about a certain man. I won't go there today.
Hey, I'm Rikasa,
but I want to talk about he made a great supper. If a church is going to grow, a great supper must be prepared. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For instance, When you come into this church, you can already see that a great supper has been prepared. There are so many things that lead to the great supper.
Amen.
Oh, I said amen. And you can take it that anyone who is involved in something that has to do with the church service is part of that great supper. But sometimes, what we see happening is that you will see the great supper in the main church. And as soon as you go to a branch, the supper is not so great. And sometimes it's because the pastor there feels that someone else should come and do it. Oh, they have not given me money. Oh, they haven't done. But today, I'm asking you to change your mind and say that is the owner, master of that house who prepares the supper. I say it's the master of that house who prepares the supper.
Hallelujah.
So for instance, if you have a church and let's say you don't have a piano, you don't have
instruments,
it means that maybe your music is different from what's happening here. But
do
you know that there's also very good a cappella praise and worship?
Very nice.
But you see that we'll not make the effort to train our person.
We'd
rather have somebody come and stand there.
Oh, Shiro,
oh,
Shiro,
oh, Shiro. Then you change key.
What is
don't even know what's going on. So he may not have a piano. He may not have drums. But he can be trained. His voice is also an instrument. Such that it is a good sound. I said it is a good sound. I remember one time the father of one of my people in church passed away. The father was a member of Church of Christ or something like that. And we went to the funeral. And I watched two men. Two adult men. Lift up praise and worship. Without instruments.
Oh! Oh, it was nice.
I said it was so nice.
No, oh, yeah, don't.
And I remember thinking to myself, a whole denomination that does not use instruments, they still have praise and worship. But you know, we charismatic sometimes we are like, they don't know what they are doing.
When you worry,
and that is why when we are now at that phase of the ministry, we don't know what to do. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. We are sort of like waiting until somebody brings us that piano and somebody brings us that drum. But why don't you say, Lord, as much as I'm able to do, it was a great supper. The supper is going to be great in this house.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Whatever the size of your church, whatever the state of your church, you can make a great supper based on what you have there. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah.
Must say hallelujah.
From today, let us not use the excuse of money. Let us not say I don't have money. No. It is possible to make a great supper. Have you noticed that there are some foods we don't like to buy it in the restaurant, we like it on the street? I'm asking you a question. If I give you the option right now to go and buy your
watch,
will you go to the restaurant or you will buy it from the roadside? Thank you. If I, what about your gobe?
Restaurant.
I remember when we were growing up, my father had three daughters. And every time we went to buy watch, he was not happy with us.
Cook it.
Oh, daddy is not the same. He'll be bored with
Papa,
us. One day we bought him
watch.
We didn't tell him that we bought it. And we came and put it down. And he ate it. We said, did you enjoy the watch? It was very good. Have we ever made watch like that before?
Somebody I watched them with
to buy it from.
He
said, You know, the restaurant owner has more money.
Restaurant owner, but we skip you.
They put more things inside the food.
But
they
never be brash.
Maybe it's even more healthy.
Every part now, I'm watching.
They are wearing away.
And some money.
Quenchen, yeah.
Quenchen, ho.
Your church may not have drums, may not have piano, but I tell you, you can do a serious
quenching.
People will say that, look, I don't know, but that church, something, something, something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have you seen the restaurant light soup that they do?
Hey, every restaurant on light soup.
It doesn't work with the fufu.
And shut down the fufu. No.
We shall go where? It works every time.
They be a lawyer, Juma.
And I'm a boy. And I'm a boy.
Am I the only person?
You're remembering some wachebi. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He made a great supper. Wherever you are, you can do it great.
Baby, I will be able to mama.
I said, wherever you are,
baby, I will be
do
able
it
to
great. Get that guy. Get that girl. Train them. I said, train them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Train them.
Teten.
To do that praise and worship.
There
are also some songs also that go. Look at your people. You have made them go and learn goodness of God. Meanwhile, they left school. P3. Pick something else. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Something they can flow with. Something they can learn well. And let them learn it well. And then try it and see if it works. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this man made a great supper. The next thing that we can see was that the Bible says he bade many.
Martin in the Bible say, "Otun suffering comfortably."
He didn't just make a good supper. He made sure that before they even were done, they had invited a lot of people. Amen.
Amen.
But what do we see in church now? Many times when we say, "Let's go and do outreach," they go and do visitation.
I
said they go and do visitation. They visit those who are members already. There must be visitation time, but there's also a time to go and invite others, go and preach the gospel to others. Hallelujah. Hey, that one is a whole preaching. How to do it and to get them to come into church. When he was done with his meal cooking, the Bible says in verse 17 that he sent his servant at supper time. It was now time. I want to ask you, do you have a servant you can send who goes and gets the people to come? Many times, the pastor is the one who has come to church earliest.
Pastor don't know the canvasser.
And I'm saying that all these sitting stars who are sitting down hitting the chair, they should go and bring somebody. Amen.
Amen.
If even half of them do it, and if even half of them bring one person each, imagine what will be happening in your church. Imagine what will be happening in your church. I said, imagine what will be happening. So this man had a servant. It means he had somebody he had trained. He had somebody who was with him. How come, man of God, you've had that branch for some months and you are saying, I don't have any assistant. Who should create an assistant
for you?
One of the things I hear the young pastor saying a lot
these days,
I don't have an assistant. My answer is always the same. Who should create one to dash? I
said,
who should create one to dash? How you were trained and you became a pastor, that's how you should be training someone in the person
to be
your assistant. Amen.
Amen.
And as you have brought the person, is the one you bring up you can, who you can send. Many times you want to send somebody, you can't send somebody else's servant. Your servant, your person. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when the gentleman went, you see the excuses. When I see it, I'm encouraged because it's the same today.
I'm washing.
I can't come to church. Oh, yesterday I went to a funeral. I'm tired.
My bro,
the same excuses.
Today.
But I hope you can see something. The Bible says in verse 21.
Bible say
the master was angry about the excuses. But it did not stop him. Many times we make a mistake. And we keep on going back to the same excuse given. By all means, go a few times. But at a certain point, you need to see that it's time to go and look for somebody else. I
said
it's time to look for someone else. And he turned the guy, told him, go out into the lanes and the streets where there are other houses. Go and bring the poor. Some of our churches are empty because we are looking for curtain sellers. We are looking for big men and women. But Jesus said, he said the anointing is upon him for the poor. And so sometimes we just got to leave the place we have been going. I don't know the name of the estate in Takwa, but you have been going to estate. Maybe you have to go to the Zongo this time. Maybe you gotta go to the Zongo this time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't use the rich to start a church.
We
use the poor. Bring in the poor. After the poor have come and built the church, then you see the
sikafun.
That's why you have been struggling plenty. Amen.
Amen.
He says, go and bring them. And among the poor are many young people also. Young people, many don't have anything in their pockets.
Hey,
they cannot give hefty offerings. One time someone came to my church. And he said,
hey.
I was so impressed when I saw the tithe givers in your church. I
started
to laugh. I said the average tithe in that envelope. 5 cities, 10 cities,
1 Ghana, 2 cities.
They are doing, they are learning. But you know something. In a few years' time. That same 1 city tither. That same 5 city tither. Will now be an adult.
Now, if you're being
working.
Oh yeah, Juma.
Yeah.
Amen.
Working.
Oh yeah, Juma.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember a young lady who entered our church. I've always pastored young people. And at that time, these children were about 10, 11, 12 years old.
It's not fear wedding.
I pastored them with all my heart as if they were adults. Oh, I took them for camps. I laid hands on them. That's why I learned to lay hands. That's why I learned to prophesy. Over children. They were 11. They were 12. Years passed. One day I was in my church. I got a call. It was a young lady. Hi, mommy, I was thinking about you.
I said, mommy, I'm
Do you have chairs in your church? At the time, she was asking me the question. We were buying the chairs 2x2. We
will
raise the money and buy two. And I said, oh, you are in the same church with me. What do you think? She was in another Then she said, I'm sending you chairs. She sent me 500 major, mega chairs. I don't know when I would have bought. But when I was her pastor, she was like this.
No, you cut, 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 cut.
Like this.
No, sir.
We make a mistake when we despise the
poor.
They grow. And they grow fast. Another time I was in my house. They told me one young man was looking for me. I said, hey, what brings you to town today? He was working at that time around Sunyani. He said, oh.
So,
I was chatting with some of our young pastors in church. They say your car has been disturbing you.
So what car?
The guy had left Sunyani and come to Kumasi early morning to pick his pastor's car, to carry it to his fitter, to sit there, wait for them to repair it, and bring me my car. Because that 14-year-old was now a 35-year-old man. I said, was now a 35-year-old man. You are in a hurry. I said, you are in a hurry. I mean, I don't like these essential people. I don't like them. When they come, then they go. When they come, then they go. Children are not ears, so they grow. They grow. If your SHS people are not coming back, because you have not given them a reason to come back. I'll tell you that secret later. There's something you can do that will make them run back. But let me continue with my story. The Bible says he sent him, go and bring the poor, the halt, the maimed. In other words, those who have issues, problems, those who are not like yourself, bring them. Then the servant said, we have brought them. But the church is still not full. Today I came to share with you one of the biggest problems of church growth is that we are satisfied with small. You have rented some small store church. 50 people are inside. You say you have got church growth. Ask your neighbor, what is that? What is that? Maybe that's all you're able to get, but you should be filling it 3-4 times every Sunday. Then you now know that, yes, I have a church.
But all day,
the master was not satisfied. I said, go again, go again. Go to the highways. Go to the hedges, go far. We have been planting the churches around here, now go far. Now go far. Go and plant it every single town. Every little hamlet on the road, go and plant the church there. Church, 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 everywhere. Sometimes it's not a branch, sometimes it's a fellowship or a cell group. He said, and when you go, compel them. Compel them.
Someone.
To compel means you use whatever you need to use.
So what can you say?
To bring them into the house. And they said, that my house may be filled. The Lord's desire is that his house may be filled. Whatever stage of growth our church is at, let us get back to work and fill the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Soon your prayer must be, Lord, I need to grow my building. Where can I? How do I do it? I need to have more services because the people are not. How do I do it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord will answer us. Unbelievers are not finished in the system.
When
in
Christ,
there are more than we can carry. Let's go and look for them. And let's bring them to church. That his house may be filled. Rise to your feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rise to your feet this morning and let's just pray that the house will be filled many times over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will be filled and it will be filled again. It will be filled and it will be filled again. Lift up your voice.
Father, we pray that your house may be filled.
Oh,
that
yes.
Your house may be filled, Lord. That your house may be filled, yes. Jesus. Yes. That your church will grow, Lord. That your church will grow, Lord. A desire, Lord.
This afternoon, ask for a church growth anointing.
Let your church will grow, Lord. Let your church grow. Thank you, Jesus.
Let
your church grow, Lord.
A church growth anointing. Ask the Lord. Branch pastors pray that your church is gonna grow. It's gonna grow. It's gonna grow. Every one of the churches your father will be talking about, it will encourage him.
Thank you, Jesus. Let your church grow.
Oh yes. Let it grow, Lord. Let it grow, Lord.
We pray for church growth, Lord.
In the grace that is here with us this morning. You see, even if you are not in a church, but you are in a fellowship, a portion of the church, it must grow. It must grow. The Marco must grow. The choir must grow. The ushers must grow. All those are signs of growth. Lift it up before the Lord. Lift it up before the Lord. Tell the Lord, I'm tired of the same number. I'm tired of the same number. I want to see growth. Lord, I want to see growth in my time, oh God. And this morning, you want to ask the Lord to anoint you for another level. To anoint you to take another level of growth. Another level of growth, oh God. Thank Him for what He's given you so far. I say, Lord, another level. Another level. Another level, Lord. Another level, Lord. Pray and ask the Lord for helpers. Pray and ask the Lord for workers. And if you are a worker, say that you want to give birth to more workers in the house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Visit us with your presence this morning. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, expect the Lord to put an idea into your spirit.
Let him
talk to you for a moment. Don't throw the point away, even if it looks funny. Even if it looks impossible. Take it and just hold it before Him. He's putting ideas into somebody's mind.
Oh, yes.
A new way of doing an old thing. Another level of authority. The eye to see another assistant. Oh, just in this few minutes. Talk to him for a few minutes.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
let us not hurry away from his presence. Yes, Jesus.
Father, I pray, Lord. Put the thoughts, ideas, Lord. And I to see helpers and assistants, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody, your desire to for prayer is returning. Your love of prayer is returning. Just receive it. Oh, yes, just receive it. You've been feeling that it's not as it was before, but this morning, He's refreshing you. He's refreshing you.
He's refreshing
you. We bow down
and worship.
Yahweh.
To another level.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. Oh, yes. Lord, we are just tarrying for a moment as we wait for you. Thank you for visiting us in your way. Visit us in our spirit. There's a song by Don Moen. I wanna be where you are. Please pick it in a proper key. I'm very hoarse right now, so I don't know how to sing it.
I just wanna be where you are.
Just for a moment.
Dwelling daily in your
We're just
presence.
Talking to him. Oh, I don't want to worship from afar.
I don't want to worship from afar.
Oh, draw me near.
Draw me near to where you are.
Take it again, take it again.
I just want to be where you are.
Oh, yes.
Dwelling daily in your presence.
I don't want to worship from afar. As we are trying to round up. We are not leaving your presence.
Yes, Lord. We are not leaving your presence.
But
Lord,
we are falling in love with it again. Our first love is coming
back.
In strength.
And
we give you praise.
Yes.
And we thank you.
In
Jesus'
name. For Jesus Christ.
And all the saints shall say,
Amen.
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 Amen.